Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Monday Morning Quarterbacks brought to you by Go Auto Insurance. Save money, drive safely. And the University of Anderson MD Cancer Center's XDrive here with Saints quarterback Drew Brees after New Orleans 20-14 divisional round win against the Philadelphia Eagles, the defending champion Philadelphia Eagles. And when you go through this game and you see the season Philadelphia's had, obviously the Saints see them in week 11. They win six of their next seven games to get here. And you realize that to win a championship takes a lot of resiliency, something certainly the Philadelphia Eagles have showed over the past 7 weeks, but also something that the New Orleans Saints have showed throughout the season, maybe none more than they did today, down 14-0 in the first quarter.
Yeah, you know, we knew that this was going to be a different game than it was back when we played them the first time. You know, they had some injuries. They were working through some things. They really solidified their lineup over the last, 7 weeks. And I think hence the success. You know, I think they kind of found the things that were working for them. Obviously, Nick Foles had come in and played really, really well. And, you know, they did all the things that they were doing last year down the stretch to win, right, and win in the playoffs and just gutsy performances. And so we knew the type of team that was coming in here. The defending champs, right? They know how to win. They know how to win on the road. They just came from Chicago, one of the best defenses in the league, and beat them. So I think for us it was about, taking that time that we had off, right, and making sure that, man, we were ready to go and that we come out and we win this game. And unfortunately, we didn't play as well as we wanted to in the first quarter, I think, on either side of the ball. But once we kind of pulled it together, I think, you saw a team that knew that we were going to give ourselves a chance to win. It was just a matter of execution, doing all the little things correctly, kind of getting back on track, and we were able to do that as a team and get the win.
In the third quarter, you guys start another drive, and your field position all day long was pretty rough. A lot of penalties on special teams. You guys start inside your 10 twice. You come away the first time with a field goal from your 6. You get the ball at the 8-yard line. You guys are losing 14-10. Certainly had been playing much better, but you guys go on an 18-play, 11-minute and 29-second drive. Capped it off on a 2-yard touchdown strike to Mike Thomas to take the lead for the first time. And it was a drive that over and over again seemed like, we're not going to be able to do it. There was three penalties on the drive. You guys actually drove 117 yards, which is impressive. But again, I think if you were to wrap this game up in one possession for the New Orleans Saints offensively, it was that one. It just showed everything you guys have, the resiliency, the ability to battle back, something you guys showed time and time again this year.
Yeah. And you said 18 play. I think it was 23 play, but then the penalties made it, I think, 18 recordable plays.
It looked miserable, and I was glad I wasn't a part of it.
There were some wandering eyes in the huddle, like, oh my gosh, is this drive ever going to end? But I think the good part about that too is, can you imagine how the defense was feeling after that drive, right? And I think that was, to your point, that was a turning point in the game, because not only were we able to possess the ball for 11 and a half minutes, but we took the lead, right, and never looked back. So I think that was a defining moment in the game that, man, the tide had turned, momentum was now on our side, and defense came out and played phenomenal the entire second half, but especially after that. And then we just tried to continue to add points onto that. But listen, that was a defining moment.
You talk about the defense, give up touchdowns in their first two drives of that game. Go on the next three quarters, give up just over 100 yards in total offense over the next three quarters. And really, if you're going to look at anybody, Marshawn Lattimore, first of all, has the interception in the second quarter that leads to the first points you guys have on the day, a drive you guys converted 2 fourth downs on, but then the late one to seal it. And it certainly seemed in this game that the stars for the Saints came out. Over 300 yards passing for you. You saw Alvin Kamara over 80 yards on the ground, over 100 yards. Mike Thomas was electric all day long. At one point was the whole offense, and then Marshawn Lattimore with the two biggest plays defensively of the game.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you said it. Playmakers on both sides of the ball stepped up when they needed to, and I mean, Mike was clamoring for the ball on the sideline the whole time. It was. You know Mike, I know Mike, you know, it's what you see is, you know, on game days, what you see in practice every day. And that's what I love about him, man. He expects to be the guy in those situations to make the plays that are going to help you win the game. He did that. Obviously, Marshawn had a great game. The entire defense did, you know, to set him up for that. But, man, just great team win. Good to have that one. Now moving on, NFC Championship game, Rams come to town. You know, this is the next step.
Could you write it any better? First game as a 40-year-old quarterback is going to be the NFC Championship. So happy early 40th birthday from all of us at the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. But it's a heck of a way to start off the year.
There's no question. That's I'm not thinking about that. I'm thinking about, see, if it's my son's 10th birthday.
Okay. Baylen,
he was born on my 30th birthday. So he's 10, I'm 40. But really, it's all about him. My birthday just kind of like goes by the wayside, right?
It's good.
It's not how old you are. That's how old you feel, right?
You hear it here. Saints fans, Drew Brees will be 30 forever due to Baylen.
Well, I know this. My grandma, whenever I'd ask her, like, Grandma, how old are you? She'd always tell me 39. So I think I'm just going to adopt that. I'm 39 forever.
39. It's perfect. Well, happy birthday, bud. Congratulations. Good luck in the NFC Championship next week against the Los Angeles Rams.
Thanks, brother.
That was Saints quarterback Drew Brees. Monday Morning Quarterback was brought to you by Go Auto Insurance. Save money, drive safely, and the University of Anderson MD Cancer Center. Back to Tommy in the studio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.